This is Canadian MGTOW. Having fun, and not giving a shit. Welcome to Red Pill Stories. It's a difficult pill to swallow, understanding that everything you were taught, everything you were led to believe in, is just a lie. But once you learn it, internalize it, and start living your new life, it gets better. Learn from these stories. Today's video is called, The Stay-at-Home Mother. I suspect everything would have worked a lot better for me had I not married a person with an extreme personality disorder. Sadly, people don't come with those sort of markings, and she hid her nature pretty carefully before the marriage. I got served on a Friday after 5 p.m. when I came home to a nearly empty house. She cleaned out our joint accounts. I had nothing to hire a lawyer with, even if there had been one available on a weekend. If there are free resources for men facing divorce in my area, I could not find them. She took the children, all of their clothes, toys, books, and furniture, except for the beds of each child. I didn't have any idea where my kids were until the following Tuesday. She left no note. She and her family would not answer the phone. My ex refused to negotiate on anything. Because my kids are young, and she was a stay-at-home mother, I got very little consideration on custody issues. No one batted an eyelash when my ex withheld the kids from me, or when she cleaned out our joint accounts. I paid for all of the lawyers involved, directly or indirectly. The way she took the money from our shared accounts made it nearly impossible to recover anything. Pretty soon I was a paycheck with support obligations, and bills that kept me with negative cash flow for 6 months. I made too much to file for bankruptcy, but not enough to cover everything. I never had an issue with paying child or spousal support. The way they calculated it wasn't fair. But what can you do? I had lots of issues with getting access to the kids. After the divorce, she ignored most of the items in the final decree. I couldn't call my kids and she kept me in the dark about school, medical, and after-school activities. Had I failed to pay support, an organization would have come after me. When she refused to comply with the divorce decree, I had nothing. To get traction, I would have to go back to court, which I couldn't afford. It was brutal. I don't remember long stretches of the last 2 years. I held myself together, stayed employed, and cared for my kids when I had them. I don't think men in a marriage with a stay-at-home mother understand how vulnerable they are. I would never consider such an arrangement again, under any circumstance. Getting back to the personality disorder thing, my ex truly lost her marbles about 2 years after the divorce. She got caught making kiddie porn with one of our kids, apparently to sell. She'll be in prison for a notably long time. I have the kids back now, and only 1 month of spousal support left to pay. This concludes this story. If you enjoyed this video, please comment, rate and subscribe. Thank you. This is Canadian MGTOW, signing off. Save yourself. Go MGTOW.